Well, today is a special day. What day is today? Mother's Day, that's right. I have a true life Mother's Day story to share with you. And it's about a family, and this family lives right here on my front porch. So here's my porch. Okay? Probably hard for the rest of you to see, but my front porch. Now, this family decided to move into the neighborhood and build a home. And they did it pretty quickly, and it's pretty fancy, and I would imagine that it's the envy of all their friends and neighbors. So if you look real carefully, this is a ceiling fan that's on my porch. And see this little glass part down here? See how it's kind of dark? Guess what is in that dark part? It's a light. It's a light, yeah. So this is the fan that's on the ceiling of my porch, and this is a bulb or a bowl, and there's a light underneath. But see that dark spot? You know what it holds? Well, I'm going to tell you. Once everything was just right in the new house, these people took up residence. Look who lives in my light on the porch. Can you see? Can't see? Look carefully. Who is this? Can you see who that is right there? No? What is it? Can you see what that is? It's a bird. There's a bird that is living in my light, in my fan, on my porch. And there she is. She's kind of hard to see. She's just on the just very peeking out of the top. Well, this story is a family story, but it's mostly about the devotion of this mom. This was the picture of the mom bird. And she has four babies that have hatched in that light. And it's kind of hard to see, but you can see their little beaks. See how they look kind of fuzzy?
Yeah, I see.
You see in the sea little beaks here? You didn't get to see it? Here. There's some four little beaks, and they've hatched, and they live in that light. Well, my husband and I, we love to sit on our front porch in the morning with a cup of coffee, and every morning when we come outside, she flies out of her nest, and she perches on a nearby tree, and she chirps, and she peeps at us all the while she's out there. And then she'll fly and sit on the blade of the fan, and then she'll move away. Then she'll come back, and she'll sit on the downspout of our house, and she's watching us. She's joined by her husband, who's also watching to see what my husband and I might do. So here they are in the tree. The mommy bird is at the top, and the daddy bird is at the bottom. Can you see them in there? Yeah. So this is the tree that's right by our fan. Here's the daddy bird and the mommy bird. Okay, and they're watching us. All the while, the mommy bird is talking. And I don't know exactly what she's saying, but I think if I could understand her, I think she'd say, "These are my babies. Don't get too close." Or, "You can go back inside. I need to get back to my babies in the nest." And maybe the mommy bird is even talking to her baby birds and saying, "Don't worry. Don't worry. Mommy's here." Or, "You're safe. You're safe. I love you." And you know what? I think that this mommy bird is a lot like our moms. God gave us moms to take care of us. They always want to be there for us. They're very protective of their kids and want the best for them. And I can imagine in a couple of weeks that when this mommy bird starts to teach her babies to fly, that she'll be watching them very closely. And you know what? Our moms teach us things too. They want us to learn all sorts of things. And you know what the best thing I think is about moms? I think that moms always love us. They are one of God's greatest gifts. So make sure that today, okay, this is your assignment. Make sure today that you tell your mom that you love her. And if your mom is not here, call her up on the phone. And if your mom is in heaven, just say a prayer and thank God for your mother. Let's pray. Dear God, today we give special thanks for our moms, for their care, for their teaching, for their love. Amen.